Hi, Jasmine. This is Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Sarah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah?
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I just wanted to express some concerns because when I did go up there and then I called, I said to 8:30. And then when I was calling back to back to back, I heard that my background didn't come back. But I said, if my background
no,
didn't
I have
come
everything.
Back,
I have everything.
But this is where I'm trying to say, and no one answered me when I kept calling back to back with no answers or anything. And I'm a big communicator. Like, even if something is so small, I'm such a big communicator because of my background. And I believe communication is key, even if it's the smallest thing in the world. Hey, I'm a minute, like, hey, I'm 5 minutes late. I'm so sorry. Or I forgot to tell you this. When I was trying to explain to everybody, Monica, whoever was on the phone with me, that if my background didn't clear, nobody would have gave me this case. Nobody. And
right.
I said, I got the case, I got the days. Monday through Thursday, because I was going to talk to her to do 16 hours for 3 days. And I changed my whole entire plan with
what happened
with surgery and everything, and nobody came. No one contacted me back. And then it's like a week or two later, when I even asked for something temporary, I said, this is my client. When she gets out, you can remove me from somewhere else because that's not my client. And no one came back to me. It was like silence.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying. So you're not looking for a permanent case?
No. What I'm trying to say is when I went there, nobody knew she was in the hospital, which was fine. Okay, I understand that people don't tell people when they end up in the hospital. But when I called that same day and everything, it was always like, oh, we don't have your background.
Right, we didn't have your background. Right, we didn't have your background. That's why we were confused as to why you were starting, because we didn't give you a start date and we didn't give you the clock-in information or anything like that. So once your background check comes back, oh, you did. Who sent that to you?
Yeah, I got the clock information. I got the address of the lady, her phone number, everything.
So you have the app?
Before.
The HHA exchange app?
Yeah, I got everything. The only thing is you're not on it because I have other agencies.
Right, we need to link to that. But, I didn't see any notes that they reached out to give you a start date and everything. Like, I know I spoke to you and I gave you the address and everything before we're done.
The amount that I was getting in an email, get on this so you can see your pay stubs and all that.
Right.
And I'm like,
That's once you're in the database. So what happens is we run your background check. Because there was a couple of things on it, nothing major, nothing that would disqualify you, it takes a little longer for it to process. So when we get the background check back, that's when you are cleared to start. So when you started that day, we, first of all, didn't know you were starting, and then your background check was not back that day. It came back in either later that day or the next day when we found out that Maxine had been brought into the hospital. And then, to be honest with you, I'm sorry, that was my fault about the communication and 'cause you've been calling me, and I did notice that. And I'm sorry, we've just really been with a lot of people in the getting discharges from the hospital and having to deal with that stuff, and I do apologize. And we just got word from Maxine, and I didn't even want to call you because she does this all the time. Like, she continues to say, okay, I'm getting discharged this day, and then we'll rush to staff it and get everyone ready to go. And then she's not getting discharged. So I was going to wait. We need to wait until we confirm everything with the hospital social worker. I was really just reaching out to gauge your interest to see if you are interested in still working a case with us. I am sorry about the lack of communication. It really is just this particular patient that is giving us trouble. You know, but I do understand your concerns, and I am sorry about everything.
Okay. I do appreciate the apology and everything.
Yeah, and it was me. I mean, that communication's on me, and so nobody else is to blame for that. And but you do have, you are 100% clear to start. You were cleared on 2/10 was the date you were cleared.
So February 10th.
Yeah.
You guys realize that I didn't go to work that day. Like, I went.
Right. We don't have a client for you. That's what I'm saying. Like, we.
No, when this client was set for me, it was like a week after. It was, yeah, because I started.
Oh, that's your mom's. I'm sorry. I had up Shazad. I apologize for that. Yeah, 225.
Yeah, we'll have the same name.
Yeah.
But
yeah, 225 is when
it's
in
here. I got everything. But the days,
yeah.
Monday through, because I said I can't work Fridays. And if she's leaving with me,
I can stay Monday through Thursday. Okay, 7 to 7.
Yeah, I already got an email. I confirmed everything and everything like that. I can... If she's flexible with me, like I said, because I do a lot.
Okay, so tell me what your ideal situation is, and I'll talk to her. Ideally, you want to do 16 hours a day for 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
So, yeah, if I do 16, because you only have 64 hours, I was going to talk to
her. Well, she has 119 hours now.
Oh, Jesus.
So
oh my God.
We have more to staff, so that's why I just need to get your availability and make sure that you're okay to work that schedule. And I was going to reach out to your mom, and I have another gentleman that was interested in this case. Because I know your mom was looking for overnights, and we can include her in this case if she'd like.
Yes, because this is overnight. I know she doesn't want to drive far. And with my,
I don't know what this one is.
But I could definitely do 16 hours Monday through Thursday.
Okay, so we'll put 7 to 7, 8, 9, 10. So 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
That's 16 hours, yeah.
Yeah, Monday through Thursday.
And if she needs help on a Friday, it will have to be like from 10 to 2 for me.
Okay.
And it's not every,
Friday
yeah, because...
No worries. We'll just keep you on the Monday to Thursday, and I'll speak to the other gentleman that we have staffed and see what his availability is like. And like I said, I'll talk to your mom, and if she's interested in it, that's fine. Otherwise, I will find someone. But I still have not confirmed any of this with the hospital social worker. This is all coming out of her mouth, and she's not a very reliable source. So as soon as I have everything confirmed, I will call you, okay?
All right.
Or I'll call you either
it.
Way by tomorrow, you know, to let you know either way what's going on.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, Jasmine. All right. It's been a week. I'll talk to you soon.
No,
right?
I get it.
I know.
I get it.
I know. But I will keep you posted. All right. Have a good day. Thank you for responding.
You too, honey.
All right.
No problem. Bye.